Hey there, Heather Gray here, aka the Lyme Boss. I'm a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and a certified bioenergetic practitioner. I know, it's a mouthful. I like working with fast-paced professionals who have mysterious digestive issues, right? That you feel like Violet off of Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory after you eat something because you bloat so bad and you feel like an Oompa Loompa is going to come out of the wall and roll you away, right? Or maybe you've got brain fog where you walk into a room and you don't remember why you're there and you find your keys in the refrigerator. Or maybe you've got exhaustion, fatigue. There's not even a word in the English language to describe the level of fatigue you're experiencing. None of these are normal. None of these are all issues of something bigger. Could it be undiagnosed Lyme disease and mold toxicity? I know it was with myself. And even though the name of this podcast and my business name is The Lyme Boss, this isn't just for people with Lyme disease. This is for anybody who's been diagnosed with anything. Fill in the blank, diabetes, overweight, Hashimoto's, cancer. Because when you get to the root cause of these issues, it doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. These root cause factors can be helped with every single one of the guests that I have on my show. You could learn something from every single one of these guests on my show. And today's guest is no different. But before we get into that, a quick disclaimer, right? Like, I am not a licensed doctor. Do not take advice from this show without talking to somebody licensed, experienced first. You cannot hold us liable, as these are the opinions expressed on this show, not necessarily based in health facts. So just make sure that if you do hear something, you want to follow through with it, that you're, you know, covering your butt and talking to your provider, and you can't come back and sue me and say I heard it on your show, because I'm going to say, nope, there's a disclaimer. So but now we can move forward now that legal mumbo jumbo is over. So on to our guest. Our amazing special guest today, I can't wait, is personal friend and just an incredible, inspiring practitioner, Dr. Evan Hirsch today. Welcome, Dr. Evan.
Yay. Thanks so much for having me on, Heather.
Yes, absolutely. The energy MD method, like, who's not wanting more energy these days, right? Raise your hand. But I have you on because I originally heard you speak before on long COVID, and it was a topic that not a lot of people were speaking about back then when you did it. Still not a whole lot of people speaking about it now. So I'm really excited to jump in today, but let's first start with your backstory, because the majority of us in this alternative health space talking about things that are a little outside of the box, we got here because we've got our own health story to go along with it. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about you.
Sure. So I had a functional medicine practice that I started after I finished my family medicine residency here in Olympia, Washington. And so that was going well and kind of grew. And I had 10 employees and at one point 6,000 square feet of office space. And I was tired. I was really tired. I was getting burnt out. And then after probably the 1,000th day in a row of taking a nap underneath my desk and realizing that even though I was gluten-free and dairy-free and taking a bunch of supplements, that I still wasn't right. I realized that I had to face the music, and I had to get up off the floor, and I had to stop hiding away, and I had to start taking care of myself. So I was already practicing functional medicine, like I said, but what I wasn't doing a lot of was environmental medicine. So heavy metals, chemicals, molds, infections, trauma, what I call the big five. And so that started me on my journey to figure out what all the causes were that I had, because I was looking around and trying to talk to doctors. And this was back in 2010, and I just wasn't getting the help that I needed. So I had to go on my own journey and figured it out, got myself better, started helping others in my clinic who had fatigue and getting them better, wrote a book about it that's over my left shoulder here, Fix Your Fatigue. And now that's my mission, to help a million people resolve their chronic fatigue, ME/CFS, long COVID, and MCAS, mast cell activation syndrome, because they all have most of the same causes, and we have success similarly with all of them.
Boy, you dive into the deep end when it comes to the complex. Like, all those things that you've listed off are like the complex of the complex. Why?
That's a great question. I actually didn't want to deal with any of those things. I mean, I'm a very curious person by nature. I mean, my my attendings and my teachers have been frustrated with me at times because I ask a lot of questions. But for me, I do love the puzzle piece, and I had to do it. I had to do it in order to get better. Each one of those things, yes, is like a master's degree in its own right. And so that's why a lot of practitioners don't go into those things, unfortunately, because they're all necessary in order to be able to pull people up out of their fatigue. And so I feel blessed that that became my journey, and that my brain was able to handle the complexity of all that.
It's funny. I listened to Dr. Jill Carnahan speak this last week, and she said the same thing in her documentary. I am not working with people with mold. And then she ended up getting a mold story. I was the same way the first year and a half I was in practice. People were like, Heather, isn't Lyme part of your story? Like, why aren't you helping people with Lyme? And I'm like, have you met people with Lyme? Like, I'm like, no. And then I had like this God smack. Like one night I woke up like shortness of breath and kind of had this sense of, you know, he got me here on the other side of this. How can I not then become a beacon of light for others? Like,
right.
I had to stop playing small because it was scary. It's scary working with these complex cases because peeling back that onion between the different mental, emotional, the different toxins, the genetics that come at play, like it's a puzzle.
Yeah. Well, and it takes the right expectations, you know, and so people want to get better yesterday. I totally get that. And they need to know, I mean, in my programs, I tell them it's going to take at least a year.
You That's know? One thing I loved. Well, there's so many things I loved about when I saw you speak before, but how you're very direct and to the point. There's no pussyfooting around. You're like, it's going to be a year. Expect that. Also, you know, I get a lot of flack for all the supplements, and you were right point blank. You're like, do you see this survey? All the things that you're having issues with, we're going to probably be taking supplements around, and you need to be okay with that in the beginning. And I was just like, God bless you. Like, not too many practitioners were just that point blank, and here's why, right?
Well, and those are the biggest objections that we hear from folks. You know, it's kind of like, oh, it's going to be so many supplements and whatnot. But what you're referring to is that there's what I found is that there's 38 different causes that people can potentially have. And everybody that I work with who's got chronic fatigue or long COVID has a combination of about 20 of those causes. And so if there's just one supplement for each of those, and sometimes there's more than that, and sometimes we have one supplement that's doing double and triple duty, but it's going to be 20 or 30 supplements. That's what you're going to need in order to be able to get rid of those 20 to 30 causes that you have, you know? And so people just need to understand that going in so that there's no surprises.
Absolutely. And we're not saying that it's going to be for the rest of your life, but in the beginning, while you're healing, you need to give your body as much of a foothold, right, as you can, because
right.
It's been without, it's been depleted for so long that, I mean, and when I take mine, I make sure to bless it every time. Cause I used to, it's all mindset, a lot of it too, you know, I have to choke down all these supplements and blah, 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 blah. Well, and they weren't doing as well. And a lot of them would sit in my gut and it, you know, would cause side effects. But then once I flipped the script and was grateful for them because, wow, how well do I function after having Lyme disease for 27 years and mold toxicity and 3 autoimmune diseases? Like, what a gift it is to be able to take these supplements and not have to be on surgery or prescriptions or bedridden, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm so glad that you said that. That's something that I haven't talked a lot about, but I heard recently about blessing the supplements, and I'm like, I'm going to totally start incorporating that because it's so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Blessing the supplements. And then the other thing that I like to do is breath work, just a little bit of breath work right before I eat, you know, to make sure to get my body prepped for food and out of, you know, fight or flight and into rest and digest, because a lot of us are operating on those fumes. And so those two gifts, it's amazing what a difference that makes. But so I have to actually, you summed it up pretty great with your story. You were a lot faster and succinct than I expected, but we'll go ahead and actually take a break here. When we come back, we're going to dive deeper into the 4-step process to resolving long COVID. Again, not a whole lot of people talking about that. So I'm super excited to hear what he has to say, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey there. I want to talk to you about an amazing new product called Cellwell. I know many of you have been struggling to find relief from your Lyme disease symptoms or symptoms of long COVID or maybe sinus infections or the flu. The symptoms that take you away from all the things that are most important to you in your everyday life. CellWell is different from other products. It works at the cellular level to fight inflammation, which is actually the source of your Lyme disease, long haulers, and flu-like symptoms, and so much more. This one product provides relief from the most common symptoms you're experiencing, like fatigue, brain fog, headaches, and joint pain. You'll feel relief in just 2 weeks and getting your life back to all the things that you love to do. This is something you should try in addition to any existing protocols that you are working with. This safe, natural formula really works and has no side effects or drug interactions. A number of Lyme literate doctors are administering it to their patients right now. I've been using CellWell for 14 days and I absolutely love it, and so does my son. It's really made a big difference in our life. Give it a try. And for more information, go get some for yourself. Go to cellwell.us. That's CELWEL.US. Make sure to put code LYMEBOSS for 10% off. That's LYMEBOSS for 10% off. Get your life back now with CellWell.
Hey there. I used to not be able to drink coffee. I always reacted to it horribly. It hurt my stomach. It made me over jittery and would inflame me and cause histamine issues. But not anymore. Since I started drinking Danger Coffee by Dave Asprey. It's his next level of coffees. He's came out with Bulletproof, and now this is the next level up. So it is mold-free, toxin-free, and he infuses it with minerals and electrolytes. So unlike other coffees, they can actually pull minerals and electrolytes from your system because it's too acidic. It actually helps replenish those. And so I don't react to it at all. I get to have my Bulletproof coffee with my MCC oil and my grass-fed butter, and I don't get the jitters, I don't get the crashes, and I love how focused and energized it makes me feel. Again, non-toxic, mold-free, infused with minerals and electrolytes. I absolutely love Danger Coffee. Make sure to check out my website, thelimeboss.com. Go to the resource section and get yours. Welcome back, everybody. Man, the first half was absolutely incredible, and I can't wait to dive in deeper with Dr. Hirsch here. We're talking about the four-step process to resolving long COVID. So why, again, we talked about how you like diving into the complex cases. Why talking about COVID? Like, talk about not only complex, but controversial.
Ooh, yeah. So, you know, long COVID, what I was finding when people were coming to us who had long COVID, and just to be clear, this is persistent symptoms of COVID. So you get COVID and you either think you're over it and then the symptoms come back and they persist, or your symptoms just like never go away. And it's been a month or even 2 months. There's still some debate about whether or not it's longer than a month that becomes long COVID, or PASC, P-A-S-C, post-acute sequelae to SARS-CoV-2. That's the official name, but everybody just prefers COVID or long haul COVID or something like that.
I like to call it the Rona.
The Rona is a good one. But the difference between that and me working with my chronic fatigue ME/CFS folks is really just that infection. The reality is that they have all the other causes as well. So there's a reason why people get long COVID and other people don't. And it's because the stage was already set. The immune system was already dysfunctional, allowing the COVID to go deeper into the system. So this means that the people who have long COVID already had heavy metals, chemicals, molds, infections, and trauma. And then this was just another infection that was put as the straw that broke the camel's back, where all of a sudden it started causing a problem and these persistent symptoms.
Yeah, I had a guy also look into my genetics, and I still don't know which set of the genes, because that's a little outside of my scope, but he basically told me, it was funny, it was like 2 weeks before I actually got COVID the first time. He said, when you get COVID, you're going to get your ass kicked, because I lacked some sort of gene to be able to detox it properly. And he kind of gave me a list of supplements. And even when I did get it, like that list of supplements, I didn't feel like anything helped. Like I just got my ass kicked for 2 weeks, and then, you know, and then I dealt with about 2 to 3 months of kind of long COVID type symptoms. Why do you call it long COVID over long haulers? Or is that just a preference? Same thing, right?
Same thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think because you could have long haulers from something else. I mean, generally, we've been calling this long haulers, but long haul could be from any particular infection, you know, that's persisted, or any particular syndrome that's persisted. So I think you know, I'll call it whatever people want me to call it, but I think long COVID is a little bit more clear. I was doing long haulers initially because we weren't allowed to use the C word.
Right.
It wasn't recommended to use the C word. And now I think everybody's talking about it, from business to, I don't know, whatever, you know, it's been affecting everything. They'll call it the pandemic, or they'll say COVID or whatever, you know. So I think it's more acceptable now to use
Isn't that crazy in this day and age, the type of censoring that we're having? Like, we can't say the C word.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's another C word. but yeah, let's dive in a little deeper. So tell us more about the straw that broke the camel's back and some of the other things that you're kind of seeing that's going along, like reactivation of Lyme disease and other viruses and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So, and what we're seeing too, so it's interesting that you were talking about your episode of COVID and how hard it was for you, because sometimes there is some research to support that if you have five or more mild symptoms of COVID, that you're more likely to get long COVID. Mm-hmm. And when you have mild symptoms, generally the idea is that the immune system is not able to get rid of the infection. So when you think about flu symptoms that people have, it's actually an indirect response to the infection. So if you get the flu, or you get COVID, or you get a regular cold, the symptoms that you get, runny nose, cough, headache, fever, whatever it is the immune system and the body trying to get rid of this infection. Okay. So if you don't get any symptoms, then that means that the immune system is sleeping. And oftentimes that infection can get in the body and get in deeper. And then the immune system wakes up and is like, what's going on over here? Oh, I missed that thing. I have to start going after it. And then you get inflammation, which is basically just the immune system reacting to something, in this case, COVID, in the body in a particular area. So all of a sudden you start to get foot pain, or you start to get muscle cramps, or you start to sweat all the time, or you get headaches now. And all that is because the COVID is in those compartments, those different parts of the body, and the immune system is trying to get rid of it and causing inflammation, which is the pain and dysfunction.
Totally makes sense. So
I'm not sure I answered your question.
No, but I was just still trying to get back to it. So let's talk about the processes of resolving long COVID, right? No, that was beautiful on tipping us up to who might get long COVID, who's more susceptible to it than others. So that was great to know. And then, yeah, let's get back to the process to resolving it, and then also unraveling the reactivation of, you know, a lot of Lyme and a lot of other viruses.
Okay. And so first thing I want to touch on is that we're looking at, it's about 35% of people who get COVID end up with persistent symptoms of COVID and end up going into long COVID. So that's about one in every three people. So that's a really huge number. And a lot of it is because of all these toxins that are already living in people. So the first step in the four-step process is to figure out the causes that people have. Now, the list is, like I said, about 38 different causes that we're looking at. I break them into deficiencies and toxicities. Deficiencies are things that are not in the body that are supposed to be. These are deficiencies of hormones, like adrenals and thyroid and sex hormones, deficiencies in nutrients, vitamins and minerals, mitochondrial dysfunction, lifestyle habits I kind of put in here, where not enough sleep, not enough good food, not enough good water, not enough movement, and neurotransmitter deficiencies. So those are kind of like all the deficiencies. And then the toxicities are some of these things I've mentioned already: the heavy metals, the chemicals, the molds, the infections, the trauma, the allergy, the negative emotional patterns, which is also I put in there with the trauma as well. So figuring out which of these you have can be a little bit challenging and a little bit overwhelming. People are like, oh my gosh, 38 things. I think I'm going to shut off this podcast, but don't shut off the bus. I'll tell you that it is actually relatively simple once you know what you're doing, and that actually 75% of these causes can be determined by your symptoms alone. So you don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a lot of these different tests. And we'll talk a little bit more about why in a minute. But then the 25% of those causes that you do need lab tests, which are the heavy metals, the chemicals, and the molds, that's where you should be spending your money.
Absolutely.
So So that's the first thing, is to figure out the causes that somebody has. Because if you don't know what causes you have, then you cannot fix them. You do not know you have Borrelia, Bartonella, and Babesia, and you think you just have Lyme because that's what your doctor told you because they did a Western blot test and or an ELISA test, and they said, well, looks like you've got Borrelia, so you've got Lyme, but I got nothing for you, so sorry about your luck. But they didn't tell you anything about any of these other things. Then it's not going to do you any good, and you're not going to know how to proceed.
100%. Amen. All right, cool. So that's number one. What's number two?
Number two, and then just remind me to, we'll talk about the labs for Lyme too.
Oh, actually, yeah. Why don't we go
you
ahead
want me to do that first?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then in terms of assessment, so you can actually, even the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, say that Lyme and its co-infections are a clinical diagnosis. So this means that based off of your history and your symptoms, we can determine better whether or not you have one of these infections rather than doing a Western blot test, which the CDC considers and for just for epidemiologic studies. So if you've gotten a Western blot test that said that you did or did not have Lyme, it's not very helpful. So definitely don't hang your hat on that. The reason why is because if you have heavy metals, chemicals, molds, infections, and trauma, your immune system is dysfunctional, okay, by definition. And so if you're asking a dysfunctional immune system then to give you an accurate response to a test, you're not going to be successful. And that's essentially what you're trying to do with a Western blot test or an ELISA test. They're considered serology tests, which means it's the immune system's reaction to something, in this case, to this particular infection, to Lyme, right? And so consequently, most of the time, if your immune system's dysfunctional, you're not going to see it, right? And then so if you don't see it, you're not going to treat it. So in terms of, let's just go into a couple of symptoms. So you can't have Lyme unless you have two symptoms. And so this is Borrelia. You have to have symptoms that either move around the body. So that's nerve pain, muscle pain, joint pain. It has to move around the body and it has to come and go, which basically means that days or moments will be better than others. What were
Isn't
you gonna
that say? Crazy? From what I heard, there was only like six diseases in the whole disease catalog that actually has migrating pain as one of the symptoms. So how amazing that it's not in your head. You're not a hypochondriac, right? If you've got migrating pain, that should be a very big clue. Flag on the play, right? You could have Lyme disease.
Absolutely. And if you go to your doctor and they say, well, no, you've got rheumatoid arthritis or no, you have MS. Those are diagnoses or fibromyalgia. Those are diagnoses. They're not causes, right? So they're not going to do you any good in terms of what's underlying things. What's the root cause? What's under everything, right? So that's Borrelia. And then so Bartonella will cause pain on the bottom of the feet. Muscle cramps, usually in the calves, usually at night, hard time sleeping, some mood stuff, so anxiety or depression typically. There's usually some thyroid issues. There can be stretch marks where you're like, where did that come from? I didn't have any sort of weight fluctuations. So those are kind of the big ones with the pain on the bottom of the feet. And it could just be tenderness on the bottom of the feet, but oftentimes it's misdiagnosed as plantar fasciitis. Oh, and then there's the muscle pain, which can be misdiagnosed as fibromyalgia. But if you have the pain on the bottom of the feet, the muscle cramps in the calves,
and then the
hard time sleeping, I would say that those are kind of the biggest ones that I see. Yeah. The night sweats, I actually see more with Babesia. So if we go
really?
To Babesia, another Lyme co-infection,
okay.
These people always run hot. Oh, that's the other thing about Bartonella is they run cold.
Ah.
With Babesia, people run hot and they oftentimes they have spontaneous sweats, whether during the day or at night. They usually have awful sleep, much worse than Bartonella, and they have awful mood stuff. So oftentimes it's anxiety to the point of panic attacks. It's the depression to the point of suicidal thoughts. And then they also will have shortness of breath, or they'll have some sort of lung issue. And you don't have to have all those symptoms. You just have to have a couple in order to be suspicious. And then we use herbs. Everything that I do is herbs. We don't prescribe anything anymore. And we'll treat with specific herbs that are appropriate for a particular infection in order to confirm or deny whether or not they have that infection.
Absolutely incredible. So that was, Lyme.
That was one.
So we bring up Lyme because there's been a lot of reactivation of Lyme and other viruses due to COVID. What is the mechanism around that?
Yep, great question. So the question is kind of, is it, which is the cause and which came first? You know, so the study that was done on Epstein-Barr that said there was, 78% of people had reactivation of Epstein-Barr when they ended up, when they had long COVID. I would say that they probably already had Epstein-Barr, but they weren't necessarily tested. These weren't before and after testing, but they probably had the Epstein-Barr and it wasn't that big of a deal. And then they got long COVID and then it, and then maybe they got, maybe those symptoms are from COVID and maybe those symptoms are from that particular infection like Epstein-Barr. So that's really the big question, is that sometimes all those symptoms that I just mentioned for the different Lyme co-infections, sometimes the COVID can cause those. COVID can get into those different compartments, cause inflammation if it's in the bottom of the feet or whatever. And sometimes COVID is acting as a biofilm disruptor, where it's breaking infections out of their hiding place. And then it's the Babesia, the Bartonella, the Lyme, the Epstein-Barr that is causing those symptoms. So that's generally what I'm seeing with the reactivation, is that there, it's usually breaking up the biofilm, or it's just triggering the immune system to be inflammatory once again. And the more inflamed an immune system is, the more it reacts to everything. Because oftentimes, if you're feeling better, and we all go through kind of peaks and valleys, people would report, I had something in my 20s or something in my teens where I was down for a couple of months. Maybe it was mono, maybe it wasn't, but the body acclimates. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of like COVID comes in and says to the immune system, hey, check out all these guys you got in here that you've got to address. And then all of a sudden, the immune system just starts attacking everything. But it's become hypersensitized. So that's also a reason why people get more sensitive to their foods, where, all of a sudden, they can't tolerate as many foods without getting symptoms from them.
Yeah, that's a tough one with the MCAS type stuff, for sure. That's a whole nother podcast we could do. But let's stick back to, let's keep moving down the line with the resolving long COVID.
Cool. So that was step one. Step one with some digression, right? So step two is to replace the deficiencies. Now, this process really is all about removing the big five, the heavy metals, chemicals, molds, infections, and trauma. But that happens in step four. But in order to be more successful in step four, we have to replace the deficiencies first. So the big three, I've got a couple of big things, I guess, in this program, but the big three are the adrenals, the thyroid, and the mitochondria. When optimized, will give people a significant uptick in their energy. So if they come into the program with an energy of like 4 out of 10, with 10 being ideal, which is probably where most people are, it'll take them up to a 5 out of 10, maybe a little bit higher than that, just by optimizing the big three, so that they are, so that they're feeling better and they're better able to function throughout the program. Plus also it helps with resilience and being able to deal with the removal of those toxins in step four. So what you'll see, what I see, is that when we start to remove those toxins, the heavy metals, chemicals, molds, infections, and trauma, it's hard on the body. It's stressful on the body. So you have to have the adrenals, the thyroid, and the mitochondria dialed in.
Absolutely.
And then we replace some of the other ones, the vitamins, the minerals. We make sure that the lifestyle habits are good. We work a lot on mindset. So I've got a 4-step mindset practice of gratitudes, envisioning, looking at limiting beliefs and smashing them, and creating empowering beliefs, and then asking ourselves empowering questions. And so that's step two, replacing deficiencies. Anything before I go to step three?
No, keep going.
All right. So then step three, this is your exit strategy, or the exit strategy for the toxins, is we want to make sure that all of the drainage pathways or the detox pathways are open so that we can actually get those toxins out. So this is the liver, the kidney, the lymph, the neural lymph, which is in the brain, the gallbladder, the intestines. We want to make sure that all those pathways are open so that when you grab the heavy metal or the chemical or whatever, it's got an exit strategy and it can get out of the body. And it's never going to be perfect in preparation for step four, but you do the best you can, and then you pivot once you get into step four. And so what this looks like is that then we get into step four and we start removing heavy metals. And if you have some symptoms from that, you're having some die off, you're having a detox reaction, then we go back into step three and we start raising generally the liver support. That's usually going to be the one that I do most of. And then I just have to find a ratio that is appropriate that is going to be able to allow you to support removing the toxins in step four.
That's incredible. It's such an important step, and I'm glad that you're bringing it up because, I mean, even from personal experience, you know, after having Lyme disease for 27 years and then, of course, going to see, which I thought, you know, he was a DO, so I thought it would be a little bit more on the holistic side, but no, he just threw napalm at my body. He didn't ask me if I was pooping daily, which, by the way, back then I wasn't. You know, so what do you think is going to happen when you go to war with somebody's body who is extremely deficient after 27 years of being undiagnosed and has not, I didn't sweat back then either. So I wasn't sweating, I wasn't detoxing, and I did not have movement in my day. So what do you think happened to me, right? I thought I was going to die. I literally thought they were trying to kill me. And it's funny, to this day, when I run into that doctor, he's out of Denver, I don't know whether to hug him or to punch him in the face, because one, I thought he was trying to kill me, but his ignorance led me to become an FDN, right? That's where the flag went up and went, if I'm going to get better, I got to do this a different way. I can't go down this path with this guy because I'm going to die. So yeah, it's always one of those bittersweet moments, but thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it. So yeah, let's jump into number four.
So number four is getting rid of the heavy metals, chemicals, molds, and infections, and trauma. Now, generally, we'll take about 6 to 12 months and beyond for each one of these things. And so it's not a question of if you have these different causes, it's a question of how much you have, because you're not going to be in the place where you are is if you didn't have these things. And so we go through a process of, you know, I want a slow trickle. So if you envision your body as kind of like a rain barrel, what I want to do is I want to drill a hole in the bottom and let the toxins trickle out. The other image that I give people sometimes is this funnel. And the amount that we can get out of the body is the amount we can dump in, and the amount that you have. This is like step three, the exit strategy down here. Otherwise, as you're dumping in the toxins, they overflow and you get a die-off reaction. So there's constantly pivots in the step four process. And this is when you really want to have somebody you're holding your hand along the way, like I know Heather does so well, is so that you can reach out and you can make sure that you get support whenever you're struggling, and then so you can balance out whatever you're doing. So, and we're addressing all of these things at the same time, because what's actually happening is they all kind of feed off of each other. They're like this toxic matrix, this ball. If you're watching this on YouTube or wherever, there's like a ball where all these toxins are combined. And when you start to remove one of them, it opens up the ball and it releases others. So if you're going to just like go after Lyme, you're also going to be releasing heavy metals, chemicals, and molds. And you don't have binders on boards or chelators on board. You're not going to be able to remove those in an expeditious fashion. And you're going to feel worse, and they're going to get redeposited in different parts of the body. But that's kind of the rest of the program. Step four is like 3 to 12 months. Step one and step two and step three are like the first 3 months. So, but you, and then 12 months is like the minimum, depending on the number of causes that people have, the severity of each of those causes, their reaction to treatment, their sensitivity to supplements, and the amount of trauma that they have. You know, we do recommend things like the Gupta program. We do have, my wife is a trauma-informed mindfulness coach, so she's in our program and she's teaching people as well about some techniques and tools that they can do. We've got the mindset component, but that really, I mean, I think that the trauma work that we do is the most important work that we do in this life. It's some of the hardest work that we do. It's some of the work that takes the longest amount of time. And then the physical stuff is going to be able to support you and make it a little bit easier for you.
Absolutely. That was the last little piece to my health puzzle. Cause you know, being the good functional practitioner that I am, right? I was great at taking supplements. I was great at following the diet. You want me in bed by 10? No problem. Coffee enemas? Okay. Yeah, you want me to work on my early childhood trauma of back when my uncle killed himself when I was four? Like, you want me to dive into my, you know, being raised by addicts and alcoholics? Like, it wasn't until I put that trauma piece into place is when I stopped relapsing. And I haven't relapsed in 3 years. You know, when I got COVID, I just got COVID. When I get the flu, I just get the flu. It's not this reactivation of all this other crap. It was so, there were so many things about 2020 that absolutely drove me bonkers. But I think the worst was like Krispy Kreme, you know, with every vaccine, you get a free Krispy Kreme, you know, we're talking about how much lifestyle and detox and all these things really is your best defense from how severe you're going to get it, right? You know, whether you're going to die or not from COVID, like, it's preventable. And it's so sad because there was hardly any in the mainstream media, there wasn't a whole lot of talk about lifestyle and cleaning up the diet. Instead, there was intensives with Krispy Kreme to get a vaccine. Like, what?
It's very American.
Head explode.
Yeah.
This has been awesome. Mister, do you have any final little nuggets for our people before we go?
Well, I know that this can sound kind of overwhelming, but the reality is that it can be simple when you break it down to small steps. And if you want to feel empowered today, just start a gratitude practice, expressing gratitude for everything that you have in your life, everything that you want in your life, and then start doing the diet. You know, I recommend that people go gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, alcohol-free, you know, crap-free, essentially. And it can make a world of good for you.
You need to start a new diet and call it the crap-free diet.
Crap-free diet.
Crap-free diet.
Yes, yes. I've trademarked it. Don't steal it.
Damn, that was fast.
So remember, just by removing sugar and grains out of your diet, I mean, you can change your life. So, you know, start low, go slow. And if you've already done that, reach out to me or to Heather and start working with somebody who can help you along this path.
Absolutely. Hey, shameless plug time. How do people find you?
I'm at energymdmethod.com. And if you click on the little icon in the bottom corner with my face, you can actually text me directly and I will answer you personally.
What? That's pretty ballsy. Also, make sure to check out thelineboss.com. Get your free Real Cooking for Real Life video series, because as we kept talking how important diet is, and that's where a lot of people get hung up, is I don't know what to eat and I don't know how to cook. I made you a 7 video series to get you started. So there's no more excuses. So, hey, Evan, thank you so much for joining me today. Like, I've been looking forward to this all day, especially after meeting you in person and just realizing just what a beautiful human being you are. And I'm just so blessed to know you. Hey, everybody else, make sure and have a healthy day. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this episode. Even if you found one little piece of inspiring nugget in it, this is how we change people's lives. This is how people get better. This is how people get hope. So please make sure that you are liking, sharing, and subscribing. Stay tuned for the next episode. You're not going to want to miss it. And while you're at it, head to my website, thelineboss.com, and make sure you download your free video series, Real Cooking for Real Life. Learn amazing, delicious meals in 20 minutes or less. Learn why and how we cook certain things that are toxin-free, free of contaminants, and how to get a delicious, healthy meal under 20 minutes. You're not going to want to miss out. That's thelineboss.com.